Iowa Legal Aid has been providing hope, dignity, and justice through providing legal services to low-income Iowans for over 30 years. And in those 30 years, there have been many important dates. But I think that when we look back in time, today's event and the launching of the Iowa Legal Aid Foundation will be one of those important dates that we will all remember. We've got several people here to help us talk about that and explain the significance of what this day is. So I'm going to start with Governor Ray.
Well, thank you very much, Dennis. Good morning, everyone. Here in the halls of the Iowa Legislature and under the banner of Iowa Legal Aid, you might think we're gathered this morning to discuss the law and the ideal of justice, but I think you'll find that today's announcement really begins with a discussion of poverty. For low-income Iowans at risk, justice is more than an ideal. It means freedom from abuse in their homes. It means safe and secure housing for their families. It means adequate health care for their aging spouses. Justice means hope for a bright future if they are young, and it means living with dignity if they are elderly. So often poverty deprives individuals of the time and the resources to secure basic necessities for themselves and for their families. Whether we realize it or not, poverty remains an issue, even in this great state of Iowa, this land of plenty. In fact, the latest census says that nearly 100,000 children wake up in poverty every day. No tradition is more central to being an Iowan than reaching out a helping hand. We are here today to discuss an organization that does just that every day across the state. We ask Iowans to consider how they might join in support of this mission. And now I want to bring Governor Tom Vilsack up here to tell you more about how Iowa Legal Aid addresses the insidious impact of poverty in Iowa. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. I appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. You know, this is a difficult time as we enter the holidays for many families in this state and across the country. Many people recognize and appreciate that in our legal system, those who are on the other side of the law in a criminal prosecution have an opportunity based on constitutional protections and rights to counsel, to effective counsel. That is a fundamental right. But perhaps few people in the state recognize or appreciate that that right is not afforded in civil matters. And that's where legal aid comes into play. Legal aid is an opportunity for those who are in need of legal services, but as Governor Ray so eloquently pointed out, can no longer afford those legal services to access quality legal assistance. It could be a family in search of protection against a foreclosure action. It could be someone who is faced with an abusive situation in a home. It could be a senior citizen looking for opportunities to make sure that they are protected and their rights are protected in nursing homes. It could be a veteran who feels that they are entitled to benefits but is unable through the system to gain those benefits. It could be anyone in need of assistance and help who can no longer afford quality counsel. We have with us today a person who has an acute understanding of the importance of legal aid. Deb O'Toole will take over in just a second, but Deb is an individual who benefited personally from legal aid in a family matter, and as a result of that experience grew, and as a result of that experience decided to contribute her talents and her expertise in assisting others in search of quality legal assistance in civil matters. Deb?
I've been involved with legal aid in one capacity or another for about 7 years now. First as a client. I was in the midst of one of the most difficult times of my life. It was turmoil. It was fragile. I was fragile to the point of almost being broken. Legal Aid believed in me when very few others did. They guided me through the confusion and chaos of a custody battle and helped me bring my 5-year-old home where he belonged. Since that time, I've served under advisory counsel. I've had the honor of watching them proactively and increasingly seek and pursue funding so that they can assure that people such as the clients I work with on a daily basis will have the legal representation during the difficult times of their lives. You see, I work at the Domestic Sexual Assault Outreach Center at Fort Dodge. On a daily basis, I meet with women and children that are facing challenges and obstacles that some of us can only imagine, while others have firsthand knowledge of. I speak of the woman who was evicted from her home because her husband beat her, because there was a police intervention. Or the woman whose minivan was confiscated by her estranged husband, despite court orders, leaving her walking her 5 children to school every day in the middle of the winter. Or the woman who's afraid to leave because her husband has told her no uncertain time terms they'd rather see her dead than gone. You know, when I went through my ordeal, I was fortunate. I had an employer who understood. I had a family that still wanted me around. I had friends that were supportive. I had legal aid that helped me fight for what was right. This is sadly not normally the case. Most don't have an employer who really gets it. Most don't have friends who will stick with them. Most don't have family that continue to be supportive. These are the women that many have turned their backs on. These are also the women that Iowa Legal Aid has stepped forward for, fought for, and brought justice for. I support Iowa Legal Aid. They've touched me personally, professionally, for a number of years now. Their foundation initiative is not only a worthy cause, it's necessary. Necessary for the less fortunate. I have a happy ending. I have a 13-year-old boy now that's very active, very happy, and very healthy. I graduated from college. I have a job I love. And God willing, I have a very, very stable life right now. Much of this is due to legal aid and their support. I only hope it can continue so others can have the same happy ending. Thank you. And I'm going to introduce our First Lady, Mrs. Mary Culver.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for sharing your story of hope and dignity and eventually justice. And I apologize for my lateness today. I was meeting with some leaders in the educating in domestic violence and violence against women movement. And so that lends itself, as Deb has shared, very well with the very important work that the Iowa Legal Aid does. But Deb's story is a triumphant example of the great work that the Iowa Legal Aid office can do. And happily, it is representative of the nearly 19,000 cases throughout the state that Iowa Legal Aid completed and closed last year. But unfortunately, there are another 12,000 cases of Iowans who have been underserved or underrepresented by Iowa Legal Aid because of lack of funding. And these unaddressed needs are really the genesis of the Iowa Legal Aid Foundation. Iowa Legal Aid is currently funded by several sources, including federal and state appropriations, United Way, and other important agency support. But however, the need does extend beyond the current resources. But please know that Iowa Legal Aid is a very efficiently run organization. The full range of legal help provided by the Iowa Legal Aid costs less than half of the comparable services provided by Iowa lawyers generally in the state, with the cost of service just over $60 per hour as compared to average legal fees of about $145 per hour. And the average legal aid case costs approximately $300 to resolve. The Iowa Legal Aid Foundation Board is a group of caring Iowans and has come together to tell the story of hope that is Iowa Legal Aid and to reach out to the community with whom that story resonates. So I am proud to join with this very distinguished group with Governor Vilsack and Governor Ray and others, and hope to bring dignity and justice and a glimmer of better things to come in the future for the people that are served by Iowa Legal Aid, and hopefully to reach those who are underserved or turned away due to lack of funding. And the governor and I are very heartened by the knowledge that Iowans do care, whether the storms or the floods or the tornadoes or the difficult economic times that we've seen in the state this year. We know that neighbors do help neighbors, Iowans do help Iowans, and Iowa Legal Aid wants to help more Iowans. So we undertake this journey together. We ask Iowans to join us, and as we build hope, dignity, and justice for all through the Iowa Legal Aid Foundation Board. Thank you, and thank you again, Deb.
Thank you, Governor Ray, Governor Vilsack, Deb, and First Lady Culver. We really appreciate your support for our efforts. As they indicated, the foundation was launched earlier this year. The Iowa Legal Aid Board of Directors made this decision a couple of years ago that to secure the long-term financial stability of the organization and the ability to deal with the types of issues that Deb was talking about, we needed to take this step to form the foundation to raise additional funds to support our work. So with that, I appreciate all of your time here, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. A couple of things. The foundation board has met three times at this point, and our first approach is going to be taking over kind of the fundraising for operating funds for the organization. Longer term, our plan is to develop an endowment and to build funds, build an endowment to sustain the organization longer term. The approach that's being taken is still being formulated by the board, but the annual campaign is the first part of that. Plans are being made to approach the legal community and trying to invest the newer, younger lawyers in this effort as they begin their careers, approaches to the business community, because as Deb was talking about, the impact that access to justice and access to assistance of a lawyer in domestic violence cases and in many others has a dramatic impact on the business community. So the plans are still being formulated, but those are where it's beginning.
As I understand it, many of the cases that legal aid involve property rights. Has the caseload increased significantly because of the home mortgage foreclosure crisis?
Yes, they have significantly. The percentage of cases, about 35% of our cases are in the area of family law, and most of those involve domestic violence. But the second largest category are housing cases. Those involve private landlord-tenant relationships as well as the housing and foreclosure issues that you mentioned. This year, in January and February of this year, we were averaging 33 intakes a month in the area of foreclosure, and in the month of October alone, it was 86 cases that came in. So we are seeing a dramatic increase in cases, requests for assistance in those types of cases. The foundation board has not yet established a fundraising goal. The plan this year was to take over the annual campaign, which has traditionally raised in the neighborhood of $450,000 a year, and then based on the experience this year, what we learned from this year's efforts, to develop more of a fundraising plan and goal for future years. No, the endowment goal has not been established yet. In order to apply for services, people should call an 800 number, 1-800-532-1275. They will then be routed to an intake system that we use to bring clients into the system. Our normal intake hours are 9 to 11 in the morning and 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. We also have a website that is at patiowalegalaid.org. And it has extensive amounts of material that inform people about their legal rights and responsibilities. There is also an opportunity to donate on the website, so there's a donate here button that people can touch, and also in calling that number that I gave you, people can also connect with Mark Elliott, the director of our development efforts, and he's at extension 1617.